This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, aka Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
Think about it like when they get terminal, and it's like the end of it for them. Like, these guys will get sick, and it's like, oh, nope, that shit's flaring up again. Let me go back and pay however much to get this transplant.
Of course, I know that. That's without question.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, it's time for them to go. They gonna go, but I mean, they can extend that shit forever. Like, I saw a meme the other day, which ties on to that. It showed Prince Charles and Prince William, and it was like, think about how many fucking blood sacrifices and devil rituals they gotta do to keep these motherfuckers alive every year.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Like, other shit.
I think about how many babies they killing to keep them motherfuckers alive.
God.
My point that I was getting at was, it ain't just no damn money keeping them motherfuckers alive, bro.
No.
And it ain't even just our technology neither.
No.
That's where I was going with that shit.
Like, bro, we all know blood sacrifices exist. Oh, what's shit. That shit? Spirit cooking and all that bullshit.
Oh, shit, see.
That everybody thought was bullshit. It was just a commodity. Like, oh, no, it's just a big, you know, it's an art installation. And you go and you pretend like you're eating. Nah, motherfucker. It's a cake that they ground up this person and baked into the cake, bro. It's not like.
It's disgusting, bro.
Yeah, like, bro, you don't understand.
Bro, I seen a post this week. This chick was just like, all right, y'all. Wish me luck. He ate the spaghetti.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell no, Shawty.
Oh, no. Help somebody. Somebody help
boy,
me.
Boy, I seen that what shit. Like, bro.
Somebody help me.
Chill out, Shawty.
Like, bro.
No, dog. You know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is, dog.
Hey.
Ha!
Hey.
Ha!
I got to ask some. Is a Native American stripper a rain dancer? Or make it rain dancer.
A Native American stripper rain dancer.
No, it's a Native American stripper. Make it rain dancer.
Oh, I would assume so. Yes, yes, she is. If it's a she, you know what I'm saying. You know,
even if it's a he, dog.
I mean, yeah, he would.
I make it rain all day, yo. I make it rain. Hey, walk in that room. Let me come.
Right. Man, no.
Y'all forgive me. Forgive me. Don't delete me. I'm here all week. Choo-choo.
Hey, man.
Oh, my God.
No slight.
Right. Don't cancel me, please.
Speaking of... All right. So, I do got an interesting story that I did read this week. It's actually from The Root. I want to share it with y'all.
Okay.
Trina McGee revealed racist treatment from Boy Meets World's co-stars. Danielle Fisher admits she was rude to the Girl Meets World set. But this dates back. Remember when Sean had that black girlfriend from Boy Meets World?
So they talked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they talked about how the woman that played Angela said that Will Fisher,
yes,
Will Ferrell, or whatever, said some really racist stuff to her.
Well, they were like, let me see. She was like, Angela said Sean, blah blah blah. Let me see what we get from this. Basically, like she said, man, she was like they treated her like shit. Like, somebody called her Aunt Jemima when they was on set.
Yeah, that was
damn.
Will.
Hell no.
The brother, bro. The older brother did. He apologized for her, too.
Oh, man.
The older brother.
Yeah, the oldest,
Finney?
She said.
Finney?
No, I thought it. I didn't think it was Eric. I thought it was, Eric. The dude, motherfucker from.
Jonathan Taylor.
Home and yeah, his brother. I thought it was him.
Mm-mm. It was Miss Finney?
Damn.
Oh, Mr. Feeney.
No, Eric.
Oh.
But she said for 20 years, she said this happened.
Oh, that don't surprise me, though.
She said this happened back then when they put her on Girls Meets World. It was the same attitude. And then Daniel Fisher, you know, a.k.a. Topanga, came along and was just like, I'm sorry, y'all. That was true. I did treat her like shit.
Damn.
She came in the middle.
Yeah,
damn, Topanga.
Yeah, I was surprised when I found out Topanga was right.
Yeah, man. But that, you had a whole lot of black boys, including myself, liking you back then. It
surprised me that damn Eric wasn't racist, though. He just had that look in it.
No, dog. Eric, bro. Come on, man.
No, he had that look
in it. It paints them, this is allegedly.
I could have seen Sean's brother, but allegedly. Eric, though. Yeah.
But it paints them in a super negative light. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to believe it when she said, like, she said that shit happened. It's just like, bro, like, I don't doubt it. I don't want to believe that y'all motherfuckers really treated her like that. That's fucked up.
It's the same thing with the Glee cast. Leah Michelle.
They don't want nobody to know nothing about none of that right now.
But she said that she was shitting that girl's wig.
Hey, but old girl is dead now, so they trying to be all comforting and all that shit.
I mean, you know, Nia being dead is very sad.
It is.
And I'm very sad.
But this is
because honestly speaking, you know, a lot of people, a lot of girls, you know, they looked up to Nia's character. A lot of kids looked up to Nia's character in Glee. A lot of people did. Mm-hmm. So, and she really did own that shit. So, on that note, yeah, but I ain't forgiving Leah for what Leah did, but I do, like, I send my condolences to people that she was close with. And you gotta do that. Because it's sad. It's very tragic that she was found the same day that Corey Monteith died.
What?
7 years to the date. That's crazy. And they were known to be the two most sincere people on that show.
Older. Catch me. It didn't happen.
What?
And we all know it did.
Nothing. Yeah, see? They bumped her up.
What's up with James Rhode? James Rhode of Psych. I heard about him.
Talking about the USA show?
Yeah.
Oh, they're coming out with another movie.
Yeah, he said...
I'm excited.
If you look for his name in the credits, you will not see it.
Nope.
He is changing his name back to Rodriguez because Hollywood said he wasn't Latin enough. And he says he wants to recognize his Latin heritage.
Yep.
So he's changing his name back to his original name?
Yeah. I mean, you know a lot of actors.
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
And Martin Sheen.
And Martin Sheen. Yeah.
They did that. They invented that shit, bro.
Yeah.
They invented that.
I know all them names.
Right. When Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen came out and was like, oh, yeah, we brothers. Everybody was like, what?
What?
Yeah. Hollywood. How? Hollywood.
Right. It's all a farce. It's all an illusion.
Exactly.
Like, dog, really?
I be telling folks, boy, the SAG.
They did that, too.
SAG, boy, you better watch.
Boy, the SAG, boy.
Man,
Screen Actors Guild.
Most damn powerful motherfuckers in the world.
And see, we know that they be on that bullshit out there in Hollywood. That's like that story that you heard. Like, a story went viral this week about a staffer on the set of Ellen who was just like, bro, we be treated so black. And the black folks, they was like, bro, they treat us like shit.
Because
the culture is, everybody want to work for Ellen. We ain't got to be nice to you. Shit, we'll find somebody else that want to work here. Because everybody want
to
work here.
Ellen is nice to people, and she's really not.
And see,
bro, what you have to do to get on our show?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to shit on Ellen. Ellen does, she donates money. She gives
time. That don't make her
hold
nice.
On. She gives spotlight to a lot of things. The article that I read, they did not paint her in the light as the... as the person who's perpetuating this type of energy, they pointed to the executives.
I'm gonna shoot her some bail.
I'm gonna shoot her the bail of being that famous and being in a fucking bubble, and everyone's telling you, oh, everything's fine. You're not allowed to talk to her. Imagine being a staffer.
Because what's old girl's name who's Catwoman and Christopher Nolan's Batman?
Anne Hathaway.
I think she had a birthday party and she didn't invite Ellen 1 year. And Ellen called her out on the show about it. So she invited her the next year and Ellen didn't come. And then Ellen said something about it again that following year. She's like, so you didn't invite me to your birthday party again? She's like, no, Ellen, I did. You just didn't come. And she's like, no, you didn't invite me. I think I would have come to your party if you would have told me. She's like, no, I did invite you. You didn't come. You can ask your executives right now. Like, they in the little thing. She's like, and she looks up there. She's like, so did I really get? And you can see in her face the whole shit. Like, she really tried to turn the shit around on her. Like, oh, no, you didn't invite me to the party. No, you got invited and your ass didn't go.
Being petty.
I mean, she does that.
There's articles about the way she hits on the men, but it's Ellen. You know she's like lesbian on top of lesbian. Ellen ain't gonna hit on no men, but she does. but it's in a way that I mean, it's like, oh, no, that's just my friend. Guys. Like, no.
I'm a lesbian. I hit on guys.
Yeah, but I mean, she's doing it in the Ellen way. Like, oh, yeah, you're Captain America. Yeah, let's see America's ass real quick. She's trying to make a joke, but she really means that.
I mean, I would want to see Captain America's ass.
But see, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
I'm going to say this.
You see what I'm saying?
I know for a fact that fucking power chain of mm-hmm. this person and this assistant and that shit is like me too. Me, that whole movement was on the iceberg of the shit because you know the Epstein mm-hmm. wife then got arrested. Whew. And they trying to keep their own hustle. She don't commit quote unquote suicide or go missing or some shit.
Right.
Based on what she may be telling or not be telling, who done rolled on the plane and did this, that, and the third.
15 times or more.
Shit blew up. Same way that Wayfair shit did.
And then they wanted to, oh, no, that's all, you know, that's a hoax. All right.
Well, hoax my ass, bro. That shit is too damn on spot on for me.
That Wayfair thing is really still getting to me.
Well,
yeah, man. Like, what the fuck? I saw that shit myself when I got on that shit. I was like, what the fuck? Why did damn cabinet cost so goddamn much? I mean,
And then it's like, I've entertained the conspiracy for a week now. So, in no terms was I really, like, deep in depth, like, oh my God, mm-hmm. tell the police, the children. It's just kind of like, bro, what game are y'all playing, bro? Like, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, it's real shit going on. What game are y'all fucking playing?
Mm-hmm. Distraction, like, bro.
Bullshit of being hidden in plain sight.
The bait and switch.
Bro, that shit is just every fucking where, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
The bait and switch. Like, just shit not seeming what it seemed. Stuff being put in your face.
Oh,
just
yeah, for the smoking
sake.
Mirrors.
Game. Yeah, yeah, man. Smoking mirrors. It's just all for the sake smoking of the mirror, fake
bro. Out. It's all smoking mirror, dog. That's a damn. That's, I mean, if you want to take it to the spiritual or religious level, I mean, that's the devil's ultimate tool, bro. It's deception.
Yeah. Like this. Shout out. To those of you at Walt Disney, I love and appreciate your content. But what I will say is this. Y'all in the shareholder headlines, bro. For months and months, y'all assured us. Oh, you're getting Falcon and Winter Soldier in the fall 2020. You're getting immense coronavirus. Everything's fine.
Right. WandaVision's on time.
WandaVision's on time. It's coming. Fall 2020. Well, this week we received reports confirming that neither WandaVision or Falcon Winter Soldier would be added to Disney Plus until 2021 because of filming issues related to COVID-19. Like, come on, man. I know what the reason why I was trying to fake us out. Or maybe they were really at their hopes up. I really think they actually got some filming done, but a lot of shit got disrupted.
Yeah, and they didn't get enough.
And we understand.
Yeah,
we understand. But
like, even if they would have given us a half season, like, okay, you can see the first four, six episodes.
Honestly, I would have been more upset by that. I would have been like, just give me all at one time. Yeah, don't give me five episodes.
You don't even
episodes.
Know if they were going to release it that way.
That's an option, though. And I think somebody in that boardroom was like, hey, someone said what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's at least give them the first however many episodes we got and then just release it bi-weekly. Look at how The Boys doing it. They're giving us the first two and then releasing everything weekly.
Okay. I learned something new this week. I learned that Cottonmouth was supposed to stay on in Luke Cage. He was actually supposed to be the main villain.
Okay.
But Mushir Ali had other commitments at the time that demanded his attention. He can only do 7 episodes, so they wrote him for 7.
Getting ready for Blade, though.
Yeah, the director, he confirmed that this week. Theo Hodari Coker. I meant Coker. Yeah. Theo of Chio Coker. He confirmed that he was like, yeah, we ain't have him the whole episode, but because me and Black were talking about this off script. We were talking about the shift between season one, so pro-Black. I mean, it was Black as fuck, and it was just dope. In season two, they more or less kind of dropped the ball. He lost his way. Danny had to come bail him out. And I'm like,
they were trying to set up Defenders.
I know they were, but somewhere Luke Cage kind of suffered.
Suffered.
Yeah, because they were trying to set up the Defenders.
Jessica Jones was the only show that they didn't loop into that main storyline.
Because it was supposed to start out as a standalone.
I mean, Jessica Jones was pretty much was like the precursor to the Defender shit, right?
It was going to be a standalone, and then they just kind of wrote them all in together.
Yeah, I know. Jessica Jones. Last season, I'm saying.
No, Jessica Jones, all her shit stayed her shit. Daredevil shit became everybody's shit at some time. Right. Luke Cage shit became Danny's shit at some time.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm.
Danny's shit became Daredevil shit at some time.
At first, they were supposed Danny to be all come. Individual stories, yeah. And then they were going to come together in the Defenders. Like, everybody's final season was going to tie them into Defenders.
Yeah.
But instead of doing that, that's when they the whole Netflix Marvel universe did what they did.
Because Jessica Jones was only there because she was nosy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just happened to be on the scene because she was fucking off where she shouldn't have been.
Yeah, yeah. It was her shit. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I love how that shit ended. Oh, I mean, she did
fuck Luke Cage, though.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
I love Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Netflix. Well, speaking of Netflix, Macchio. Well, hold on. Before we go to Netflix, I wanna take a break. And I wanna say this. Rest in peace to civil rights icon John Lewis.
Yes.
I do wanna say that. Yeah. Rest in peace. He passed. We got word of his passing last night.
What was the other
Friday night? Oh no, it's all good. I just wanna say rest in peace to John Lewis. Thank you for, you know, everything you did, fighting for civil rights and your commitment as a fellow Georgian. I just appreciate you, sir. Thank you. That's all I really wanna say. These podcasts, I think I speak for everyone saying thank you.
Yes, sir. I agree with that.
Another one died the same day, bro.
Ooh.
Well, I got other sad.
That March with him.
I don't have that pulled up, but I do have more sad news. The Magic School Bus author Joanna Cole died at the age of 75 this week on July 15th.
Well, I will say that I hate to say it this way. It's in bad taste, but at least you won't get to see the new version.
Oh, bro, I can't say that.
I can't say that either.
That's not Miss Frizzle.
Bro, we ain't seen it yet. We got it. They revamped the animated one. And that's what I'm saying. They revamped the animated one, bro. It's like the toucan. I don't give a fuck about the toucan because I don't eat Fruit Loops no more. But I got Teen Titans Go. And I got Teen Titans. I can watch Teen Titans. If they giving these... Look, the shit for these new kids ain't the shit for us. Cause I'm 35, true. Bro. This is for an 8-year-old. I don't give a fuck what Miss Frozen got going on. Y'all just better educate these kids. They better enjoy this shit.
Okay. Yeah.
So they can watch it and get the content. Cause
I learned so
learn
much
something.
from it.
Like Miss Frozen took them kids. I never forget that time a salmon nutted on them kids. Like, what the fuck? She took them for the reproduction. Salmon just gonna skeet on the edge. So I'm like, what the fuck?
We'll see.
I feel you, man. But rest in peace, man.
Nah, we'll see. But yeah,
I got you. I just did want to be respectful in that sense. I mean, I can't judge until I seen it.
Rest in peace to Kelly Preston as well.
Rest in peace. Yeah, man, we need to pick me up, man. You know, unlike your girl Carol Baskin playing 50 Cent drunk on Bacardi, a fucking husband.
Singing happy birthday to people, man.
Bro, what
on
the
Facebook.
Fuck? Hey, you coot cats and kittens, man. We're basking.
I gotta pick
Don't
me
act
up.
Like you're not being investigated right now.
You got black?
I got some dark secret facts about the Foot Clan you may or may not have known about. The Foot Clan from Ninja Turtles.
Mm. Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. The Foot Clan are actually a parody of the Hand.
True. Mm. Yeah. The Dark Hand, the Hand.
And the Foot. Hand. Yeah. I got that. Okay, yeah. Absolutely. The Hand, the Foot.
Yeah. Yeah. But did you know that the Ninja Turtles themselves are responsible for creating the Foot Clan?
Now you gotta expand.
Yeah, how?
Remember when when they went back in time and shit?
Yeah. I mean, Turtles in Time, I remember the game. I don't remember that happening in the show.
No, I remember the movie.
Oh, you're talking about 3.
When they went to feudal Japan.
Yeah, okay. Ninja Turtle 3.
Oh, that was considered canon. Even though they tried to write it off later as not being, but beginning, all that was canon. So, when they went back in time and Ralph trained that little boy, them two brothers, the taught him to wear the ninjutsu.
No.
They the ones that founded the Foot Clan.
Fuck out. No. Damn.
That's fucked up.
Damn, that's
way
dope.
Way back in feudal Japan.
Foot been around for a long ass time.
He taught him. Damn.
Okay. Now, y'all probably know this one. But why do y'all think what the Foot Clan on the cartoon robots?
Oh, because they couldn't kill nobody on the cartoon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They couldn't make it dark like how it was in the comic.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And the designer, as a matter of fact, they got the guy from He-Man. Because on The Toys That Made Us, they talked about it on the Ninja Turtles episode.
Mm. Yeah.
The guy who created He-Man had to go back and redesign the Ninja Turtles because they couldn't figure out how to translate them from their gritty comic book version to this more campy version that they had to do. So what he did was he tried to make the foot soldiers into zombies. So that's how they ended up getting the big lanky body and they ended up turning them into robots. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Right.
Because they were like, we can't have them killing people. Yeah. And then in the first issue of Ninja Turtles, they killed Shredder, which is why it ends in the movie that way, when they knocked him off the building, because that's what happened in the comic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Did you know that the Foot Clan for the movie, the first movie, was inspired by Oliver Twist?
No.
Think about how Shredder was like the surrogate father to all them lost boys trying to join the clan and shit. Like, it was the same shit.
It was like a fucked up dojo.
Yeah. That's a little tie-in to that. Now, this is going to sound kind of crazy because it's not really in a literal sense, but Donatello was a Foot Clan member. Now, I got to tell you how. Because it sounds crazy. You make you think that the Ninja Turtle himself, Donatello, was a Foot Clan member, but nah. Not Donatello. It's the guy that played Donatello in the movie. The one who was in the suit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was also Foot Clan member in another movie.
Damn.
Same actor played both Donatello and a foot soldier. That foot soldier, as a matter of fact, the one that slapped April O'Neil.
Damn, that's fucked up.
that was Donatello. He later became Donatello.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Start off as a foot soldier and become Donatello.
Yeah, in 2015, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 49, the Turtles actually led the Foot Clan. So, like, they actually led the Foot Clan. Like, Shredder and Splinter had came to a conclusion that when they subordinates fought in the gauntlet, you know what I'm saying, whoever won the battle was the new leader.
Okay.
That's how that went down.
Hmm. Okay. I can fuck with that.
Yeah. The Foot Clan, you know, they more than just killers. They also kind of like got their whole Yakuza thing going on. Like, want to think of it in the sense of organized crime. Got to think, you know, more than just killing, you know what I'm saying? Like counterfeit money, smuggling drugs, weapons, you know what I'm saying? Stealing, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And that's Foot Clan all about that too.
Yeah, I mean, organized crime all the way around. Yeah.
I mean, they showed that more in the movie.
Yeah.
Like making it organized crime and the gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason they never really kept Shredder dead was because in the actual story, you know what I'm saying, once Shredder had got killed, the Foot Clan made peace with the Turtles. They were like, look, we'll do one last thing for y'all. That's what the Turtles were like. We'll do one last thing for y'all. And as long as y'all don't do nothing out the way, we won't fuck with y'all.
Hmm.
And that's how that shit went.
I remember when them Triceratops motherfuckers came, they needed an army to help fight them.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles led in the Foot Clan end up being the army because Shredder's daughter end up being the leader of the Foot Clan.
Yep.
Her Foot Clan. That was from the Fox Box Ninja Turtles. The one when I saw that
Battle Nexus and all that shit.
Yeah. They did the Manhattan Project and they did the Battle Nexus tournament.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only series that did all that shit.
I remember now.
Bro, the 2003 Ninja Turtles.
The name is Karai.
As a matter of fact, that was right before the two original creators of Ninja Turtles split.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got bought by Nintendo, that was one of the other things I found out on that show.
Again.
Yeah, that was why they ended up rebooting it again.
Everybody a different size and that shit's stupid.
Mm-hmm. They didn't want to bring in the new fifth turtle. That whole live action show.
You know, quintuplets. So not quintuplets, that's five. Anyway, Black, keep going. I'm sorry, bro.
Oh, no, that's actually it, bro. That's the only thing I was going to say next was once Karai was head of the Foot Clan, she ran it like it was a triad.
Yeah, but she ran the Foot Clan how Damien's mom ran the damn League of Assassins.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same way, same woman. That's literally the same chick from alternate universe. They ran that shit the same way.
Basically. Instead of it being Ra's al Ghul, it's fucking...
So, you know what that means, right?
Sake.
That means that there is some universe where Casey Jones, that nigga.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Casey Jones is that nigga in every universe. What are you talking about?
They yamchaed him out in some ways, man.
Bro, they did.
And one of them series, they yamchaed him out. And I ain't like that, bro. Like, y'all gonna turn Casey Jones to Yamcha? That ain't right, man.
It's fucked up because even Yamcha would be that nigga if they would just get him the level up that everybody else got.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that spirit
ball. Ain't nothing Yamcha can do that Krillin can't do.
Bro, he had the most control over his shit, bro.
Right, he had to teach them how to do that shit.
But, you know, Krillin, he a monk.
He was a pervert. He wasn't no monk.
Man, Krillin, Shaolin monk, bro.
He was a pervert kid when he met Goku, though. Yeah.
He got kicked out for being a pervert.
He was, though. He was a pervert. That shit crazy. He reformed, man.
After he got older and he met 18 she was robo fucking the shit out of him.
He pretty much married a sex bot, bro. How can you say that? He's not reformed that.
Digital love. One bit.
Exactly. That joke
season one. Go check out Digital Love for that conversation.
Right.
Right. That nigga fulfilled every fantasy he ever had and calmed the fuck down.
Ninja.
To piggyback off of the Ninja Turtles news, we learned on Wednesday that Usagi Yojimbo is getting an animated series on Netflix.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yes.
Me too.
Stan Sakai's legendary Rabbit Ronin is finally getting an animated series of his own after decades and decades of comic book adventures across Edo, Japan.
Oh, yeah.
But the series seems like it'll come with a few interesting twists as well.
Oh, shit.
Deadline reports that Saki will produce the CG animated series with Gomont and Dark Horse Entertainment and James Wan's Atomic Monster. Yeah, man, I know. Hey, man, but it might look like Lupin.
He got up and walked, though.
Yeah, dog, it might look like Lupin, though.
He literally said, fuck y'all.
Because that's Netflix go-to, that fucking CG cel-shaded shit.
I didn't like that part of the story either. I was like, oh my God.
As soon as I seen that, I knew it was going to be that CGI shit that they love to do.
Wait, I'm going to say this. I hope that it don't go no further than Beastars.
Agreed. It's going to either look like Dorohedoro or it's going to look like Beastars. And I can promise you it's going to look like Beastars. I don't mind Beastars because it's not action-y. It's drama. So it ain't that movement's more fluid because they're not moving as fast. But that action shit.
But I mean, bro, you
I seen like, Ghost in the Shell. Honestly, if they do it like Ghost in the Shell, it won't be bad.
Think about
it. I didn't like it that much. So
my only issue with the Ghost in the Shell is the black dude is called Clown. I ain't down with that shit, bro. And then he's trying to be that dude.
Okay, well, let me give you some more background because it might deter you even more.
Oh, Lord.
It's called Samurai Rabbit Do Soggy Chronicles. Yeah. It will not actually follow him. The protagonist will be a descendant of his named Yuichi, who is striving to become a Ronin like his
legendary granddaddy.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Not even granddaddy, just ancestor.
Oh, this more furry shit.
Damn.
Oh, so this that more furry shit.
He won't be alone in this quest.
Yep.
He'll lead his own squad of heroes
I mean, it's gonna be based off the story of your Jimbo though. Because it's created by the dude, right?
No, it's the show will be about his fucking descendant. And that's his what I'm saying, though, a roguish bounty hunter. A ninja. Yeah, it's made by the same dude. An acrobatic pickpocket and a pet lizard in the fight against other anthropomorphic animal warriors and apparently interdimensional warriors. So I guess he's just going to pop up like out of time at some points.
As long as they don't Boruto the shit, I'm cool.
Honestly, looking at the team of the people that they got on it, I mean, they got one of the executive supervisor producers is Kang Lee. He does Big Hero 6, the series, Mau Mau on Cartoon Network. They also got the
I like Mau Mau.
Christopher Rady, who does the animation for F is for Family on Netflix. So Netflix is keeping it in the family. So I feel like they're going to contain it. This is going to be the type of animation Netflix wants with the story that they want to tell with this IP.
Shit might look like Samurai Jack on Slit Tilt, bro.
When they say CG, though, that's what gets me. Is
yeah, like, what does that mean? Like a CG form of Samurai Jack, though.
Mm. I wouldn't want that. That's what that game looked like. The trailer for the game looked like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried to force 3D at 2D.
They're right stuff. I ordered the Lupin movie. Hey, man, all that shit.
It's well, way to do it.
I told y'all ordered like four movies, Lupin movies off of Right Stuff.
Yeah.
All them bitches out of stock, and I ain't got no notifications. They ain't even read up yet. This was in June. Anyway, Right Stuff. Y'all hear me? Give me my shit.
Right.
Give me that T.I. ASAP.
So, along the same lines of new shit coming out in places, Toonami announced that they're getting another original anime series, that is not Uzumaki. They haven't said what it is.
We're not getting Uzumaki.
Yes, we are.
I don't think we
will. They already announced that they were doing very well with production.
For 10 years.
What's coming first?
What?
New Mutants or
Uzumaki?
Uzumaki. What you getting first? Because they are pump fake. Gotta be faster. Gotta be quicker than that.
Right. So which one will it be? But yeah, Cartoon Network might be known for the programming block of Adult Swim at the moment. But the branding would not have been a success if it wasn't for the introduction of Toonami. And it says this particular block of programming has new anime of its own in store. With Junji Ito's Uzumaki being developed for Toonami and Adult Swim, thanks to a partnership with Production IG, fans are left wondering just where the company will go in the future. Yeah. When it comes to creating original anime series. Adult Swim has long produced a number of its own television series with the likes of Rick and Morty, Space Ghost Coast to Coast, Home Movies, and Aqua Teen Hunger Force being only a few of the insanely popular series that put the programming block on the map.
No, Aqua Teen Hunger Force was on Space Ghost.
Brendan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Brendan. Brendan.
Goddamn.
Brendan.
Goddamn. Brendan. Ocean hit me up this week and reminded me of that.
Hot dogs are made from horses, Brendan.
It's all about the points, Brendan.
It's all about the points.
Let's go run over some children.
You're right. Yes, honey. Let's go run over some children. Let's go run over some
children. That shit was dark, bro.
I just want you to know, Your Honor, that I have learned absolutely nothing.
Right? I've learned absolutely nothing
today.
But you were held in contempt.
I believe I said
good day.
Good day. I believe
I said good day.
Brandon Small when hearing it, bro.
Brandon Small was not
Brandon Small.
Melissa.
Melissa. Jason, we already had lunch. Melissa.
I love Brandon Small.
But hold on here, okay. Toonami started as an afternoon block that introduced numerous generations to a number of anime that might have otherwise gone unseen, with Cartoon Network being responsible for bringing Dragon Ball Z, Tenchi Muyo, Mobile Suit Gundam Wing, and many other anime series to North America properly. Though Toonami has had its ups and downs throughout the years, it seems that it once again hit new heights by creating a new series. Twitter user, what is this? Murillos, M-U-R-I-L-L-O-S 14, was able to snag a clip, yes sir, from the recent Anime Expo Lite, which took place entirely online thanks in part to the coronavirus pandemic, wherein Jason DeMarco, the VP and creative director of Adult Swim, revealed that a new series would be discussed at upcoming Comic-Con.
But they didn't say what the series was.
That's why you need to tune in to find out what it is.
When is Comic-Con? When is the digital Comic-Con? Do you have that?
July 23rd.
Oh, okay. It's coming up in the next week. Okay.
So Junji Ito's Uzumaki has gotten a lot of groundswell, thanks in part to not only the amazing animation style that attempts to mimic the mangaka's artwork, but the haunting music that accompanied the soundtrack. Though we have no details as to whether this upcoming series will be an entirely new creation or perhaps revisiting one of the other original properties is still in the air. But we'll be excited to hear what Toonami and Adult Swim have up their sleeves in the future.
I'm excited.
Yes.
I am excited. Round of applause for Toonami holding it down. I can't believe they canceled and came back. Like, they took him off the air and then brought him back. Like,
right. Who? Tom got an upgrade. Yeah, everything.
They keep doing that. July 23rd like, through 26th. For
I'm excited. I'm waiting to find out when Tsunami going to start showing these dubs. Because, you know, I need to know what these shows, you know. I got to, you know, rewatch my shit, but.
Right.
We're handling it.
It was hell like, no.
And then they had a lady ask me, right? You know what I'm saying? So I feel comfortable, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, so would you mind actually getting naked? You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
I kind of would.
I'm married, so you know what I'm saying? I don't think y'all had a right to be seeing
I don't
all
think
that.
Me getting naked in front of the camera has anything to do with me handling action behind the camera.
I'm not trying to be an actor, you know what I'm saying? But they're like, oh, but you, your physique, you know what I'm saying? And all this shit. I'm like, that ain't what I came here for.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to show y'all my skills with the camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, why I got to be in front of this motherfucker all of a sudden? Just because I'm here.
Right.
Nah, bro.
So, man, while we here, man, let me get this out of the way. What's up? What the fuck is up with Velma, man?
Oh, well, for that.
Like,
in the non-canon continuity, she's a lesbian.
Like, Celeste, yeah, what you doing with your mic? Velma.
For that new series.
Like, they keep trying to write... Like, originally, okay, Velma was just Velma.
Everybody's crush.
Then they made Velma super thick, extra thick.
Wait.
Everybody's crush was Velma and they knew it.
Look, she was going with Shaggy at one point.
Yeah, fuck you, nigga. Yes, everybody wanted Daphne.
Ain't nobody want Velma.
Who wanted Daphne? Who the fuck wants Daphne?
Y'all wanted Velma?
I'm just going to say.
The pretty girl who don't do shit.
I don't want no goddamn Daphne, bro.
That was until later when she got the damn
Velma. Y'all wanted Velma?
Daphne,
she can dress, man. Yeah,
Daphne was getting hit by Fred. Fred, the stupidest motherfucker on the planet, bro.
I can't
get no with no chick that let no nigga that.
And that's only based on popularity. Yeah. She knew Freddie was gay as fuck with the ascot and shit, right, but that's exactly. Only that's, by fucking.
That's the shit I'm talking about right now, bro.
Hey, man, maybe she was too. You never know.
She probably is a goddamn, you know, Velma is, you know what I mean? So, you know.
That's non-canon, but even still, though, they.
Well, Velma got confirmed to be.
It's okay. Non-canon though, but
I mean,
still.
It's supposed to be King James.
No, it's not.
No.
The continuity they put her in is non-canon, but it's just a matter of the fact.
It's that story they did on Cartoon Network where she had like the eyes with that kind of look like Krillin's.
Yeah, and she had like the square kind of glasses.
Yeah. But
the stupid dude that had like John Cena on there. I know what you're talking
about. No, because James Gunn came and said that when he did his Scooby Doo movie, he was like Velma was supposed to be bisexual, but they was like, fuck no, nigga, you tripping.
Yeah.
So they ain't let him do it.
I mean, they could have let that shit slide though, because I mean, both of them were.
When you ship Velma and Daphne as a child, but ooh, we just not gonna go there. We just. I ship Velma and Daphne.
I mean, everybody did that. Everybody did that because they were perverts, bro. Like, I mean, be real about it.
I'm not a pervert.
Hold up.
I just believe in lesbians.
Yes, you are.
You're a pervert.
Yes, you are.
How am I a pervert? pervert.
Wait.
So love you, Celeste. Wait. I can't tell you. Wait, man. How you a pervert? Let me stop.
I'm not a pervert.
Please wait.
A pervert.
I'm not gonna go there.
Please, I will.
Okay.
We all knew as kids.
I know that. I never said I wasn't.
We all knew as kids, unless we were thinking about some bestiality shit, that everybody in that van was fucking everybody.
That's the same thing.
I didn't think that, actually. I didn't think that. It's the same word in another language.
I knew Fred and Shaggy weren't fucking.
I'm international. I got class, nigga.
I felt like Fred was with Daphne. Daphne was with Velma. Right. Velma was with Shaggy.
Right.
And I felt like that's how that shit went.
Digital good times, black man. Goddamn, preach, bro.
That's how I felt. Digital good times.
He ain't capping, bro. Black.
That's how it went.
Black,
that's
one more time.
That's just how I saw it.
Hold on. One more time.
Like Fred was with Daphne.
Yup.
Daphne was with Velma.
Yup.
Velma was with Shaggy.
Yes.
And nobody Scooby was just there getting fucked up watching the shit.
Scooby's a damn dog, man. Scooby Doo is a dog.
Puppy power.
That's what I'm saying. He just sitting there getting fucked up.
If y'all wondering who's fucking y'all some furries, bro. Like,
nah, he just sitting there getting fucked up in the van catching all the secondhand.
Yeah, he is. But everybody's always like, well, who is Scooby Doo fucking? He's a dog, man. Why you
nobody.
Worried about
that? Nah, Scooby Doo ain't fucking.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he really is, though. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that.
Yeah, dog, man.
He's a dog.
But all his cousins were boys when you met him. Oh, speaking of which, I gotta say something real quick.
What's up?
I gotta keep going back to this shit, dog.
Reckless.
On that damn show. No, on the show, The Toys That Made Us.
Oh, yeah. Let's
you know the chick who made My Little Pony? Well, My Pretty Pony.
Oh, that one.
Do you know she also worked on Scooby-Doo? Guess which season?
Which one?
13
the
Ghosts?
One with Scrappy-Doo.
13 Ghosts. I knew that. No, 13 Ghosts was my shit, bro.
And she even said herself, she was like, yeah, that was a mistake.
Scrappy Doo.
Because what did I say a couple of weeks back? Fuck Scrappy Doo.
Go from 1980s rarity to Scooby. Scrappy Doo is a hell of a fucking
transition.
Because that motherfucker.
Yeah, no, it was the other way around. She worked on that shit first, and then she started working on My Pretty Pony, and then it became My Little Pony.
Why me? No, you.
Let's fucking dig up the gems and
Whining. This is whining.
Like, oh my God. Somebody get her out of here.
No, get this pony out of here. That's one of the funniest moments of cartoon history, though. Hilarious. Goddamn.
Get this unicorn out of here right now.
Yeah, boy, get this bitch right now. Please. It's like cartoons, but if you get me cussing in these things, bro, it's going to make for better content.
Bro, oh my God. If they would have had an episode where they weren't cussing, but they just would have bleeped out certain words on My Little Pony, that would have did it. Even if they weren't cussing, they just bleep it like they did. That would have done it.
I got to talk about this, bro. So all the black folks got excited for Fatal Affair with Nia Long and like, old buddy, Omar Epps, just to find out. Motherfuckers posters like, bro, that movie with number the fucking bunch of mid.
What?
Oh, Fatal Affair with Neil Long and Omar Epps. They said, bro, that shit some mid, bro. Like
Fair Sunshine, nigga.
That shit mid. I seen a picture of Neil Long holding the iPhone upside down.
It looked good on paper.
Damn.
Hey, bruh. I mean, that's how women get with their phone. They hold it any kind of way when they talking on speaker.
Bro, that shit look gross, bro. I'm like,
they don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Y'all
done
gave us.
Y'all be holding the phone like this. It's over here. It don't matter. Oh, hey, you said what to me? Oh, this motherfucker hit this bitch here. I cannot believe it.
Bro, we done got the same movies. Like, when it comes to these black movies, we done got the same ones over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man. The crazy shit is that go your shit with Trump. And these Puerto Ricans, bro, you seen this shit? Consume.
They live, bro.
That's a perfect representation of where we at in this country, bro. They live. Hey.
Consume and mask up.
11-11.
There it is.
11-11.
11-11, shorty.
Oh, my God.
11-11. She gonna fall in love with that motherfucker. And Tory Lanez shot Megan in the foot, bro. What the fuck?
Shot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. Oh, man.
Well, I hop nasty, bro, for that shit. I ain't gonna even get into it.
And y'all know what that is, man. It's not like you didn't know. Hey, man, we just wondered.
Hey, it's perfectly representing the part. I can't lie. Because I know which one you is, I know which one Black is, I know which one I'm is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Hey, that shit funny. Hey, right. Celeste, you got to see this. This is me, Macchio, and Black. Black in the middle. Me and my...
Hell no, I'm the one in the middle. That's a bad idea.
That's Black.
Hell that's no, Black. I'm the that's one talking Black. About that's a bad idea.
No, you shit on the left me. Or the right.
No,
you
I'm know. Not. No, I'm not. Right. I don't want it. I don't want
Black
it.
Black, yo, the one want to be.
Black gonna be the one talking about, oh shit, I'm thick.
Titties!
Right, he either gonna. That's not me.
Titties! That's me. That's I'm Matt. Gonna be real. That's me. Titties!
Right.
Goddamn minute now. Wait a minute.
I'm not the one that wants that.
Like, which one is who? Who in the middle? Who in the left? Who in the right?
Who?
That's what I fucking
I
said.
Don't want that shit.
Black in the middle, Mac, yo, you on the right.
No,
man,
I'm
stop
not.
Tripping.
No, I'm
right,
not.
You on the right.
Oh shit, I'm thick. Why would I want that? I don't want that.
Nah, bro.
That's the one that says titties.
Yeah.
No, the one on the left says titties.
One on the left said titties. One on the right said, and I'm extra thick.
I don't want that.
Mac, yo,
want
to be thick.
No, I don't. What the fuck?
I'm fucking with
this
you, bro.
This is fucked up, bro. You gonna have fan art coming in. They gonna have me furried out, and I'm like a thick ass fucking Rule 34 female.
Absolutely.
That's fucked up,
bro. They done canceled Yandere Simulator, man. R.I.P. Man.
Are you serious?
Yes. Rip the Yandere
Simulator.
No, it got
done.
It got stolen.
What?
That's why it got canceled. He
no.
went. It got stolen. Somebody copied the whole concept of the game.
The call is cold.
Yes. They copied the whole concept of Yandere Simulator.
Damn.
Yes. You could make your own Yandere anime, dog, in game form. Go to school. Run into your husband, though. Follow him.
Oh, she used to kill motherfuckers driving.
Kill your opposition.
Gate.
Right.
That game was hard.
Hide him in the bathroom.
That shit looked dope. I really wanted to play that game.
Yes. And it was on Steam Early Access. But it got stolen.
Got stolen. So sad.
Version.
Curse is what?
It's cursed. It's based on the Frank Miller comic with somebody else. I don't remember. Comic book, whatever else. It's an interesting take on King Arthur, the court, and just Excalibur, the sword. And the mythology, so far, the lore behind it is the different swords of power. And how the old kings had different swords, and they're trying to keep it from the church, as far as I know. And the interesting part about it is the different kinds of fae. What's fae?
Oh, yeah.
And what's creatures, old fae, new fae, and all this kind of other thing. What a priestess is, what a witch is. Merlin's take on Merlin that they have is I'm just fascinated by that. But so far, it's a bunch of different people trying to get the sword. And she's got the sword. She's been chosen by the sword so far.
Okay.
Their take on Morgana and Arthur, they're Black.
Okay.
Arthur is Black. His dad was Black.
I mean, that's the legend that King Arthur was the first and quote unquote only Black king of England.
Yeah. And
Arthur
I think
Fire Force is hard as fuck, but keep going.
Huh?
Arthur from Fire Force.
Yeah.
That's my bro. That's my nigga, bro. He's hard.
I really appreciate them doing that. And the sister, I don't want to spoil it.
That's that shit.
But the thing about the sister, I just kind of went, I y'all doing what Merlin didn't do. Thank you.
Yeah. Merlin disappointed you. It got you invested
Merlin
and
got
let
you
down.
It let me down. And I'm just like, y'all went there. Okay, thank you. Thank you. With Morgana, I was like, thank you. That's what I wanted. I needed that. But it's so far, I'm on episode 6. It's good so far. Okay. There's a lot of things about it that might make you just go, But here's the thing that I don't like what the media is doing. The media keeps comparing it to Game of Thrones and Witcher. And I'm like, you can't compare that to that. Like, Witcher's a video game.
Right.
Game of Thrones is a book series that was like Lord of the Rings.
Right.
This is based off of actual lore. Like, it's just going deeper, more gritty. It's very gritty. It's very gory. So far, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it almost as much as I did Witcher, but not as much. But it's good. And she's a very good actress. I don't know. For me, when it comes to Catherine Lagerfeld, I appreciate the fact that she is not a skinny little itty bitty woman. Like, she is. She's thick. She's got nice proportions. She looks like a nice proportionate, healthy ass girl going in here kicking ass with that fucking sword. And I'm just like, thank you. That looks great. It looks great on screen.
Right.
People might come for her weight, but man, she looks damn good to me. And she's a good damn actress. But so far, I'm really appreciating it.
It's believable in the action scenes.
It is believable.
Yeah.
It's just, it's believable in the way of like, she doesn't look as crisp with her movements because of her weight. Mm-hmm. But they make it a point to say that the reason why she's even able to do this with looking as she is because that sword's hella light.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that. I like that they put a girl that isn't this small in that role.
Yeah,
like, right. she's hefty looking. Like, right. I'm not hefty, but healthy.
Right. Yeah,
but I like it. So far, I'm giving it an 8.
Okay.
On the creative scale, it's an 8. She's not stupid. She's just kind of like, what the fuck? Why the fuck? Okay, I just got to do this. I need to know why, but I got to get here. And people doing shit, and she just like, man, I got to run for my life. But she's still not a bad person because she's also got this curse on her ass the entire time that she's got to deal with this label that she's got. And then she finds out who her daddy is, and you're just like, well, shit, that does make sense. It's really good.
Okay.
It's really good so far. Now, next week, I'll have the full review of how I thought of it.
Okay.
It's really good.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's where if you like Witcher, you do. I didn't like Game of Thrones.
I need to go watch The Witcher. I didn't watch it yet.
I mean, he never played Witcher.
I didn't either.
Rowling was the one who played
it. Yeah, Rowling and Matt.
I never played it. Rowling played it.
I never played it either.
Cap. And Macchio Coon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Cap and Macchio Metal were the ones who played it. I never was really into it. It's just it got wind to me in 2020.
Yeah. I didn't play the game, but I knew about it. I knew about it and I knew about the lore and everything to go with it, and I didn't care. The TV show to me is a lot better.
Okay.
Well, see,
I like how they're doing it.
Well, they deviate from the games and the books. And it's like,
they're going more by the books than they are the games.
But they deviate from both of them. It's like, they give you aspects of both of them, but it's like, yeah, they combine them in a way where it's kind of like you don't really know where in the timeline you are.
And that's exactly the way it should be. Because when they pull that shit towards the end of it and I realized where we were, I was like, thank you.
But see, when you play the game, it's like, well, when she died, but then she came. So that means it's, well, so then it kind of gives you that kind of thing going on.
And that's so good. It's good. Yeah, like, that's,
it raises those questions.
Because I was sitting there as a person who knew the lore from the games and knew the books.
Right.
Like, right. Oh, I'm fucking invested. Like, that was the thing. I sat there the whole time. Like, I'm fucking invested in this.
Right.
Like, it's something new. Like, it's not new, but it's still just like, you know, from book standard and game standard, how it's going to be. But at the same time, it's just like, this is still fresh to my eyes.
Right.
Unlike how Starman felt about the Old Guard, because he did not like that shit.
I mean, y'all want to get into it real quick. Old Guard, and we can end it with this.
I mean, because, yeah, we're not going to get to everything.
All right, look. Old Guard. No, I want to hear about this PlayStation game. But Old Guard.
He said, no, I want to hear about that. No,
Old Guard is this, man. I'm going to make it brief. I watched it, and it couldn't keep my attention. I had too many questions, not enough answers. I prefer this shit to be a series and not a movie because they presented a brilliant concept.
But didn't explain enough.
They didn't explain a goddamn thing.
Oh,
I agree.
They're getting a sequel.
Yeah.
It's just, they rushed it out. They rushed it out in a movie format.
Charlize Theron is one of the greatest female actors, period, of her generation. And she needs more respect on her name.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain regards in her personal life that I won't bring up, I won't talk about, and that shit ain't my issue. But It is what it is.
She was, the one thing I will say about the old guard, and I loved it, was just, I'm glad it's going to get a sequel, but I get why they couldn't do a series. It's because you got Charlize Theron there, and she got 18 million other projects. Right. And that was like, that. I got why they didn't do a series. But I do wish they had given us more, but it's also, it's Netflix. Y'all
could have answered a couple more
questions. They could have answered a couple more, but it's Netflix. And Netflix does that to keep you coming back. It's kind of like how the fuck they did with fucking Bright. I don't fucking go there with Bright. But it was...
They just throw you in this world. Don't necessarily tell you how it happened.
They didn't give a shit. They didn't give a shit.
Don't tell you why everybody's cool with that shit. They didn't give a like, shit. Nothing.
They didn't give you shit. And this shit,
like,
it just makes me so angry.
Right, like, I'm confused. Like, how do you have a fantasy world and the real world combined? And then, like, I'm just supposed to care about this regular
and then
policeman
they tried to drop
working
hints
with
of
an
what,
ogre.
They tried to drop hints of what it was about,
nah,
but they didn't give a shit
was
at
trash,
all.
Bro.
Right, but then like, they don't connect the dots for you. They show you all the dots, but don't show you how to connect them.
Yeah, and I'm just like, that's bullshit. But yeah, the old guard, I get that they're going to do a sequel. Because when you have Charlize Theron and she's got 18 million other projects, right. I got it. But also, you had to take into consideration that was a completely international cast, though.
Yeah.
Like it
but
was
at
like,
the same time, they could have told me a couple more things. Like,
they could have.
Really how could've. Did they end up being immortal? Like, why?
That
why did they
come
all,
until later, though?
Why did it they become immortal shit. Different times? Like, why
it
is it that he
later.
Could die, but she didn't? And they used all their lives, but they didn't use all their lives. And, like, there's a couple of answers I needed. And with the girl, they didn't tell you anything about the fact that she was being experimented on. They left all that up to you to infer that from one
well,
scene.
I didn't get that. I ain't get that shit at
okay,
all.
Okay, I'm going to tell you when it happened. Remember when she got sliced in the neck, right?
Yeah.
And then her homegirl and her platoon leader was like, oh, no, we got to go and check on her to go and see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's like, no, but she was dead. I carried her back myself. I know she's dead. She's like, no, we got to go and check. So they came in, and she's like, okay, let's see the battle scar. They expected her to come back with a wound. She's like, oh, no, they gave me this new experimental skin graft. And she was like, oh, that's what they told you? When she walked out of the room, they showed the boxes on the ground. Those were boxes from that pharmaceutical company that dude had.
Oh, I didn't notice that shit at all.
Exactly, because they only showed it that one time.
I didn't notice that shit at all.
That dude was experimenting on military soldiers. Because when he talked to the girl, he was like, hey, you got orders to go to Germany so they can do more studies on you.
Okay.
They were experimenting on those soldiers to turn them into those regenerating soldiers. They didn't know that she was actually an immortal. And what I think happened was... them doing those tests on her awakened her immortality.
Okay.
She naturally had that ability, which is why they could pick up on it.
Yeah.
And she actually...
activated, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice that part. I mean...
because they only showed it for that, like, brief second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the story ended up on the on the floor.
Definitely.
But to make it so short, it make it shorter.
Yeah. Because, I mean... I could see that movie being a 2-hour movie, and they cut
really
it like
did.
Right at like 140 something.
It was very short, but yeah. I was just like, you know, I guess it's because they wanted to leave a lot to be explained in the next movie because they're gonna make a next one. We don't know when.
We don't know how this bitch escaped. How she's still alive? Like, if you got a finite amount
that's
of lives, how did she still live? How would she keep her lives? Who found her? If I'm sorry,
500 years of fucking drowning, that shit scared shit out of me.
Right.
That
and
made
you,
me
if
go
you a random
mortality.
Motherfucker and you see her down there and you saw her die, like you see the bubbles stop and then the bubbles come back, like I'm not finna touch that shit. And you say, hey man, we need to pull her out. Like, nigga, no, I just saw her drown and then she just woke back up. I'm not finna touch that shit.
That shit said shit out of me. I ain't gonna. Yeah. Like, that whole concept of the whole, like, you literally will keep dying over and over again. My ass went fucking mortality. I gotta go.
Right.
Back in the day, I would have been like, fuck this shit. I gotta go.
That's kind of like with me watching the new season of Ray Zero. Nigga keep dying over and over to set the wrongs that he fucked up on or the shit he couldn't control. Ain't got shit to do with shit.
But this shit hit though, man.
You
like,
mean Madoka?
Nah, Ray
when
Zero.
When you die.
I mean, Madoka?
I mean, you just come
what
right back.
What about Madoka?
Literally that everybody died, and she went back in time every time.
That reboot extra season that got one a week, bro. That shit was a 7 on its best day.
What?
That reboot that they did in spring 2020.
Yeah. Of what?
Madoka.
The Madoka reboot.
Oh, I didn't know they do.
Don't watch it.
I didn't know they did.
Don't
that.
Don't watch it.
It's weak.
You why would like you reboot that?
It's not even the
they
real Madoka.
Added on, they just added on the side store. Kyo.
Yeah. Oh, they did one of the side stores.
Kyubey out here motherfucking
making deals.
Recruiting adolescent girls to give up their fucking life to fight shit that they don't know about and die.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, we need another Madoka. Nah, bro, we don't.
Because there's a side story. I thought they did the actual side stories. Because there's actual side stories.
They gave you Kyubey out here fucking off, is what they gave you.
Kyubey wasn't never really about it.
Nah, he wasn't. He was trying to get somebody else to be about it while he stood on the sideline.
Yeah, man, he out there pimping.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. He really was.
That shit was set slave, man. Slavery, man. Yeah. The girls got them fighting against their will.
Yeah.
You can apply it in that same light. But y'all ain't trying to have that conversation.
At all, but. It happened.
Sylvester Stallone.
Slyvester.
Sylvester Stallone Diamonds.
Man, listen.
Ninja Bleed Podcast.
And a couple of things that came out of the video game. Rumor mill. Grind mill, whatever you want to call it. The developers of Final Fantasy IX want to continue the story. In a new interview back in July 9th, or on July 9th, an interview with Toshiyuki Itahana, I guess that's how you would say his name.
Toshiyuki.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toshiyuki.
All right, shout out.
Yeah, Itahana. Itahana, yeah. May imply that developers at Square Enix are ready to start expanding the story of Final Fantasy IX. A new interview celebrating Final Fantasy IX on the game's 20th anniversary has given a huge insight into the game's development as well as the intentions of the developers. While the game might not be getting a Final Fantasy VII style remake, it looks like it may be running for some sort of expansion to the story. This comes from an interview with RPG site where Toshiyuki says that, let's see, he spoke on a number of subjects that involve the game's development as well as a lingering desire to expand on the lore. In the interview, he remarks that even this long after the game was originally published, he still thinks about Final Fantasy IX and the story that it told. Further, with the titles in the series like Final Fantasy VII Remake currently developing new stories, and with the series' last hurrah on PlayStation not out of the question, what would this look like? However, he said, it's still yet to be seen. And this sentiment implies that the plans are not in the works for updates to this game that we have now. So it's not like we're going to have some kind of DLC to Final Fantasy VII where it's like, oh, this little side story from 9 or something like right. that. What they said was, I would be delighted if, respecting the wishes of the original development team, there could be one day the opportunity to continue the story of Final Fantasy IX, which means so much to all of us. An expansion onto Final Fantasy IX would likely be welcomed by the dedicated fan base for the game. This would be especially appreciated by fans who look for more answers into some of the mysteries around the game, like the source of the characters Ozma and Necron. Because, yeah, you just end up fighting them. They just pop up.
Right.
Necron's the final boss in the game. You don't find out where Necron came from. It's just like Necron is ultimate. What's that shit called? Entropy for Final Fantasy IX's universe. So Necron is like creation and destruction all in one. So that's like why you end up fighting Necron.
Motherfuckers ain't ready for entropy.
Shit, we all slowly going to it. With so much of the game's message about death and the purpose explained so perfectly, some of the dangling threads that have been fed to the fans discuss what could be in a greater place to start for the future development. It's hard to say that Final Fantasy IX isn't one of the strongest in the series, acting as a return to form in a time where the series had been moving from medieval fantasy to science fiction. Additionally, with new fans coming to the game from re-releases through other platforms like Steam and Xbox Game Pass, the base is growing larger than it ever has been. So, with the support of Square Enix, it has already gotten to a point where they feel like that would be something feasible in the near future.
I'm anxiously excited for the next phase that they choose to take over there, because they obviously have like a lot of IP that they can really gloss over and really give me good stories with. But mm-hmm. I feel like during today's time, you have no excuse why you just want to create that content.
Right.
Like, you can just roll it out and just see if it sticks to the wall, and you really don't lose nothing.
No, you don't, considering that your original fan base from the retro games are back now because of Final Fantasy VII. Like, it's not as divisive as you would think, in the sense of, if you wanted to play it, you got an experience out of it that was satisfactory.
Like, that shit with Slade. The Deathstroke shit.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Like that same
right.
thing.
Like, it's something that will satisfy you, but it's not exactly what you wanted.
Right.
But at the same time, with Final Fantasy VII Remake, you know that's just part one.
Yeah.
So you're getting at least two more parts to it.
That's ultimately something that I really want, though. Like, that franchise and in general. Like, that's something that I always wanted, because they always balanced it well. And even if I didn't invest, because, like, the commercial... cutscenes of Final Fantasy VII sold me onto a version of the game that didn't exist. So when I actually rented the game, it was like, bro, this is a waste of my money, bro. I can't beat this game in a weekend. What the fuck is this shit? This
Final
is
not Fantasy what I go and rent the game, and you give me this big ass thick plastic case, CD case,
Final with Fantasy four discs.
Bro, I remember when I rented Final Fantasy. Had that shit for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Bro, I took that bitch back Monday like, hell, I don't even want it. Because I can't beat it.
Because back then, we weren't playing games like that. Like, we were playing JRPGs and stuff, but we weren't playing games that way.
So she got me on my video games.
Right. But we weren't thinking about playing no game that way. Like, oh, I can do a disc a day. We didn't do it like that.
I'm different because I started off on Nintendo with the original Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I started off with Dragon Quest and stuff like that. And then after that, it was Super Nintendo with Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
And then Final Fantasy III.
Yeah, I mean, that was later on down the road. That was like 94, 96.
No, that was way before then. 90s.
Chrono Trigger?
Yeah, you do realize that Final Fantasy VII came out in 1997. It was around the time when Sailor Moon came out.
Oh, hold on.
Don't talk about me. I didn't discover that shit till like mid-90s, 96, 97.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, like, it's the eyes. It's the design, the over-exaggeration.
No, Chrono Trigger came out in 1995.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, it didn't come out that early now. Hold up. Yeah, that came out in 95.
It came out before Final Fantasy VII did.
Chrono Trigger hard,
though. A long time before Final Fantasy VII did. It depends on when you got it. Yeah.
I mean, that's still hard, though.
Because... Yeah. It's just, I started off with those games being that long. That's why I didn't like short games.
I mean, because 2 years, Final Fantasy VII came out on PlayStation. So, yeah.
Yeah, the thing about it is, it's like, it really just puts in pressure. Why you gotta make me sad on the pod?
Chrono Cross made you sad?
Because we ain't never gonna get another Chrono. Mm-mm.
That's a dope game, though. Akira Toriyama showed his ass. Like, he did character design.
Chrono,
but he was doing Dragon Quest, though. He was doing Dragon Quest first.
Dragon Quest ain't shit. Dragon Quest ain't shit compared. Dragon Quest ain't shit. Dragon Quest lost its way by, like, the fifth one. It's just the same shit, copy and paste, with a little bit more fucking story.
Mackie, talk your shit, bro. You ain't gonna let her just snap you like that, bro. Go ahead. Do it.
No, I don't have shit to talk about Dragon Quest like that.
You just won.
No, I'm just saying. No, she's not lying about that. I'm just saying that.
Macio, who is our deep of the week?
Man, for this week.
Who's the deep of the week, man? I got to get to this shit before we get out this motherfucker. Who is the deep of the motherfucking week? Motherfuckers been fucking up.
The deep of the week for this week. Shit, our fucking governor, man.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. You the fucking deep of the week. Motherfucking Georgia, y'all got the full hypocrisy out here where y'all trying to block women's reproductive rights and shit, and got the gall to turn around and just, oh, I'm not going to infringe on your personal rights to wear a mask. I seen people today take off their mask when they get in the store, which defeats the whole purpose of wearing that motherfucker in the first place. And you know what? This shit is sad and ignorant, and I can't defend it. I won't defend it. Fuck these motherfuckers, boy. Y'all motherfuckers lost. Ain't no saving.
They just making us
ain't
a
no
fucking...
you.
Nope.
Nope.
Not
ain't
at all.
We can do. This shit is disgustingly bad. And it's still so sad.
And the numbers have tripled in, like, the major metropolitan...
Bro, we in a hot zone. We in the top 10 of the whole country. Georgia.
But they want to treat it like we ain't.
Well, what I'm saying is it's made its way to all the way to the middle.
That right?
Mm-hmm.
That right. Yeah. It's right there. Like, there are... There are
neighboring counties, bro.
There are anonymous conference. There are anonymous sources who are reporting that certain hospitals within a 30-mile vicinity are reporting exacerbating bullshit based on this whole experience that's going on with the vaccine and complete lack of. Because you know, as a black person, when you look at the damn the shit happening in Alabama. You know, all the experiments. Mm-hmm. I ain't finna be the first motherfucker to take a vaccine.
Yeah,
I know. I need to see how it works on everybody else. Like, I don't want to touch that shit.
Fuck that.
But they placing me in a position where I absolutely need it, and that's why I don't like. Because I know, based on blood type, shit hit everybody different. I'm not giving my blood type on my fucking podcast. I'm not giving you that. But at the end of the day, that shit make a difference. You can't tell me that this person, that person allergic to this food, that food, that food. But there's a one-size-fits-all vaccine? Mm-mm. No, bro. Nature does not work that way.
No, it does not.
This whole game seems like some Darwinism, survivalism.
Unless y'all
shit.
Trying to fill us up with nanobots and y'all finna hit us with some Metal Gear Solid 4 shit and y'all finna use the nanobots to manipulate all of our genomes and hook us up to make us work the way you
Turn
want
your
us
ass
to work.
To Nina from Full Metal Alchemist.
Right. You work the way
it
we want
worked.
You to work.
Edward.
If you're this
Edward.
Type of person, you do this. If you're that type of person, you'll do that. No, duh. I'm good.
Man, so DC is still alleging that Wonder Woman 1984 is gonna hit theaters on October 2nd, 2020. 1984, Wonder Woman 1984. That's still
I mean, New Mutants is supposed to hit August 28th.
Whew.
They saying New Mutants is gonna hit August 28th.
But they were talking
Isn't
about
Tenet it. Supposed to be coming out next
well,
week?
The issue was Tenet.
Yeah.
Tenet was supposed to
supposedly.
Come out.
Supposedly.
Was supposed to come out July 17th through Warner Brothers. It moved to July 31st, and then it moved to August. And that's when it got hit with Wonder Woman when they dropped the subject. But they basically are saying that comic book, CBR.com reports that they, let me see, Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet has to make $100 million to break even. That's how much they're
800 million.
800 million to break even, bro. Ain't no way. Christopher Nolan took that budget. They need 800 million to break even. That means that this movie got it, boss. But if it don't come out in China, you fucked. If China don't give you half a billion, you fuck it. Over with.
Bro.
Nobody expecting only to hit.
Bro, I read this shit about McDonald's that was disgusting. I don't even want to get into it. About these niggas not giving these folks fucking sick leave. And they're making them stay at the job.
Oh, they've been doing that shit since the shit started.
They're getting cussed out by their mask and folk want to have.
No, they've been doing that since Corona started, bro.
They're treating these McDonald's motherfucker like shit, fighting in the store.
Yeah, McDonald's, like.
McDonald's, they're treating them like shit, bro.
No, that damn fight, what was that shit? Fight for 15? That fight for 15, that's where it started at.
They shitting on these motherfuckers for no reason.
Yes.
Other than they want to keep them in a social place.
That's it.
That's sad. All right, well, Mac, yo, fuck out of here, man. And PlayStation been dropping the heat. I ain't got a PS5. I want one. I want Bayonetta, but I ain't getting no Switch until I get Metroid. And since Bayonetta ain't on the PS4, I just ain't getting that shit.
You want to borrow mine? Because I have Bayonetta. I've been in 1 and 2 on Switch.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, don't tempt me. Don't offer me that shit unless you just going to drop it at my step, because I goddamn sure will beat that shit in 3 days.
I mean, that's fine with me.
drop it over. I was with it.
Right, this man said I would play Bayonetta.
I'm with it. Because I knew
Bayonetta is so good.
Bayonetta and Smash Brothers are the only reasons I would want a Switch. At this point,
yeah,
because
really,
all my friends that's don't it. Have a Switch. Yeah. I would want to get a Switch to play you, Macchio Black, and Monster Hunter. Since only you have Animal Crossing, not even Monster Hunter. He has Monster Hunter on the PS4.
I have Monster Hunter on PS4.
Yeah.
I have Monster Hunter on PS4.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. She does too.
If I only had it on Switch, it wouldn't do me no good.
They don't come. They don't have it on Switch. They don't have World on Switch. No. So you fine. Don't trip anymore.
Yeah.
It's okay. Don't trip anymore. It's Matthew, okay.
What you got for me?
You got Monster Hunter Generation.
He's over here stressing out right, about it. We for like, no bro, reason. You okay. Good.
So, okay. Two things we had this week. I will say that were like slightly major news.
Mm.
No Man's Sky got another update.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
It's pretty fucking awesome. You can go to haunted freighters and shit now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the new update's called Desolation 2.6. So I'll give you the rundown of what they said on the site as far as the what do they call them? Patch notes.
Oh.
So what you got here is derelict freighters. The remains of hastily abandoned freighters float adrift through space. Those who dare to explore these haunted corridors will find great rewards and great danger. Derelicts are found all across space, but travelers seeking salvage opportunities can acquire specific coordinates from a local scrap dealer for the right price. You have procedurally generated interiors, so that means that no two space freighters that you go to will be laid out the same way on the inside when you go to it. There are atmospheric dangers, so like in one ship there might be these little alien parasite things in there, and the other one it might be just drones or whatever. It depends on, you know, what the RNG of the game is. There's also a procedural story that is based upon how far you are in your own No Man's Sky storyline. So they will incorporate the story based on what your storyline is in your game.
Right.
Because in No Man's Sky, the whole premise is get to the center of the universe. Once you get to the center, spoiler alerts ahead. Once you get to the center, you get kicked out. You're in a new universe. Now you're back on the edge or somewhere in that other universe. Now you have to go back to the center again. But you understand now that you are in a program that is procedurally generating these universes.
Right.
Because the creator made this system. Excuse me. You as the avatar, like your character, is based on what the creator looked like.
So this is Star Ocean Till the End of Time Part 2?
Ooh.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I see where you're going, but no. Yes, but no. Because you never meet the creator, ever. Ever. You see his influence, but yeah, you never meet him. Yeah, I get
that, but it's still a simulation.
Yeah, it's all a simulation that you're living in. Yeah, but maybe it's not, because Atlas exists.
Okay.
And Atlas is the ever-permeating entity throughout the universe that, like, contacts you. Yeah. They also improve the lighting effects in the game. They improve the lens flare. I mean, these are QOL Patch things. Notes. Yeah, these are QOL things, like quality of life.
Patch notes.
You can get new freighter technologies from these haunted freighters, because it was real hard to come across freighter tech or tech for your freighter ships that you get, because on the game you can buy you a freighter and you can upgrade it with new tech and shit so it'll fly faster and get you across the universe. And now we finally have freighter customization. We don't have ship customization yet, but we can finally paint our freighters like we want. I'm excited about that. You can maintain your inventory. That was a hard thing to do. You can maintain your inventory unless you were like close enough to the ship. I'm glad we can finally do that. You can teleport from your freighter to anywhere else. There's a teleporter, so all you have to do is build one on your ship.
I know that's a time saver.
Yeah. They have changed, well, rebalanced the game itself, added some new elements to the game, things that you have to collect. They've given you new titles, new Nexus missions. And that's pretty much it for now. You've got new tabs. The UI is a little bit different. So once you're able to get the update and come back into the game, your UI will look slightly different, a little bit more streamlined, so it'll be a little easier for you to maintain your inventory.
I mean, well, that's what it said, though.
Yeah. So that was what that was. I haven't had a chance to really explore many of these freighters yet because
you got this game, though, the samurai, man. You the samurai.
No, that's what I was about to get to. That's the reason why I haven't been in space much as I would have liked to have been. No, it's fine.
Really fascinating.
Yeah, that's cool. I went back in my TARDIS, turned the dial back, flipped the switch. I was like, yo, I need feudal to Japan. Right. You know what I'm saying? 13th century Japan.
Okay.
It's like 1298, 1288, somewhere around that. Kimbo. Just class. About. Turn the dial back. So, yeah. What we are in Japan is the late 13th century. The Mongol Empire has laid waste to entire nations among their campaign to conquer the East. Tsushima Island is all that stands between mainland Japan and a massive Mongol invasion fleet led by the ruthless and cunning general Khotun Khan. He's related to Genghis Khan. Genghis. That's how he's supposed to pronounce it. Genghis Khan.
Man, I'm saying Genghis, nigga.
We've all said it that way, but it's actually Genghis or some other weird derivative with a soft G, some shit. Gang. Right, Gang Khan. As the island burns in the wake of the first wave of the Mongol assault, samurai warrior Jin Sakai, that's Jack you.
Sakai.
It might as well be, stands as one of the last surviving members of his clan. He is resolved to do whatever it takes at any cost to protect his people and reclaim his home. He must set aside the traditions that have shaped him as the warrior to forge a new path, the path of the ghost, and wage an unconventional war for the freedom of Tsushima. So in this game, you play as a samurai in the 13th century.
Well, that's hard. I got to see it. I'm going to come over your crib next week, bro. I got to see this shit.
Because
fast stick, like, give me that.
Dog, there's two ways. Like,
it feels like it. Eaten Mitsurugi style. Ryusen.
Right. Ryusen. Like, bro.
But.
You can play it in two different ways, bro. You can play it traditional.
He Ten Mitsurugi style.
Right. I'm telling you.
Ain't ready.
At all. You can play it in color, or you can play it in traditional black and white. Like the old school.
The game black and white?
Yes.
I ain't never heard of that.
Yes. Damn, like the old school samurai movies. You can play it in that style.
However, you can fight me. I have the Shaolin short style. You will not defeat me.
No, I'm talking about what they do is they put the black and white filter on it and they process all the audio. Yeah, they put the filter on it. They even put like burn and pop and lines on it so it looks like a real legit old film. And they give you old school sound effects, like right. The real extra filtered, but it's like real warm. Those old school sound effects like you would get from a kung fu movie.
That sounds dope.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
So like I was telling you earlier off the air, you can go to a certain place and then there's a guy or a group of guys there and you can challenge the highest ranked dude out of that group. So, say for instance, you get ready to challenge the dude in the standoff. So, what you do is you have to hold the triangle button until the opponent moves to attack you. And then you let go of the button and he does a quick draw technique and kills the guy. So, in that time, if you're playing it on the traditional, you know, old school film style, you hear the wind, you hear the crackling of the leaves, like everything is amped up that much more to give you that feel of like that intense moment of stillness
right
before. Because when you're playing it in regular mode, I mean, it's still intense because, I mean, you got all this high definition. But when you hear it with this old school, I mean, you could almost call it Atmos because they got all different versions of audio you can use for. You can strictly from the TV.
Yeah,
you can do it from the TV. You can set it for sound system. You can set it up for if you have a, what is it? A sound bar, like specifically, you know what I'm saying? So you hear all the sounds around you as you would. If the leaves are over here, you hear the leaves over there. If there's somebody walking right there, you hear it sound like they're walking on the left side of the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gives you this full range of immersion in the game. The UI is non-existent unless you're fighting somebody. That's when the energy bars pop up and you see all the little icons and stuff.
And like, I mean, that does sound dope, though.
Yeah.
Like, the whole concept, like, just diving in it from an ancient time to...
Yeah.
If you an OP character, I still got to build up because he still ain't strong enough.
And he's not OP, and that's the thing about it, dog. At the very beginning of the game, you riding in the battle. No, it's like, bro, you are outmatched. It's 80 of y'all against 10,000 Mongols.
This shit is a trend, bro. People are trying to find characters and just OP them and just find a reason to hate characters. Yeah. Niggas want to hate the main character just because he's the main character. Not because there's nothing truly negative about this motherfucker, but motherfuckers just need to hate the main character now on just some because. Dumbass shit.
Yes.
You're supposed to say it's striking.
Solar flare!
Like, at the very beginning of the game, you riding in the battle, such and such and such. You riding on the horse, slashing motherfuckers, and these jokers are raining down mortar from the ships.
Mm-hmm.
You get hit. Boom! It's done for you. You get up. Your uncle comes and saves you. He's like, hey, look, man, I need you with me. You're one of the greatest warriors we got. It's me and you. We got to do this. If we can go and kill the leader... We can stop them here.
It ain't happening, but let's try it.
You go for it. You try it. As far as you know, your uncle's dead. Spoiler warning.
Right tonight.
Right. Spoiler warning ahead. Your uncle's actually not dead. So you find out where he is. You go and try to find him. This is within the first 2 hours of the game, I'm telling you right now. So you go and find where your uncle is. Mongol general, he's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Mongol general.
Yeah, the Mongol generals, because that's what he is. He's like, yeah, you know, I respect the fact that you came, but, you know, you full of shit. And the thing is, them motherfuckers are not honorable at all. Your uncle goes in, he's like, hey, send me your best warrior, I'll fight him, we can end this now. Motherfuckers like, who are you? Throw some wine on him. Ultimate disrespect. Motherfucker goes, gets a torch, tosses the torch on him, lights him on fire.
Oh, that fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is Japan.
This? Yeah.
Welcome to feudal Japan.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, nah. Nice. Welcome to feudal Japan.
Yep. She's like, oh, you gonna disrespect me like this? He's like, oh, yeah, you ain't gonna do shit. Boom.
Not a damn thing. Not a damn pushes you off thing.
Pushes you off a bridge. Your uncle's right there in front of you. You can save him.
You throw me off a bridge, you fine.
And that's where I'm at now. I know where he is. Now I have to go back to try to save my uncle.
You can do it, bro.
And there aren't any other samurai left as far as I know right now.
They kill everybody.
Just about. Like, all the samurai in the area have died. There were only 80 left.
Kill them. Many men. Yeah.
He met this thief chick, and she taught him how to, like, do stealth kills on people. He's a samurai. He doesn't fight people that way. He fights everybody head on. Because at certain parts in the game, you have to play little flashback sections where he learns different Bushido techniques and codes and, well, not codes, but like principles and things.
Mm.
So he's talking to her and he's like, so you mean you want me to sneak and attack these people like a thief? She's like, well, you want to survive, don't you? He's like, well, I've lived my life as a samurai my whole life. Like, this is not the way that I fight. So he has to really change the way that he lives and thinks and believes himself to be to do these things now because he really has to change his whole legacy.
Right.
Because as you're doing missions in the game, you build up your own legacy. Like, the story of you builds as you do missions in the game. So, like, when you go to a village, at first they don't know you. But then you do a couple of missions, and then you rank up your reputation. You come back, and they're like, oh, you're the samurai that did the such and such and such. They start to know who you are.
Yeah. Good feeling to have.
And on the UI, like I was telling Black, there's nothing that tells you where to go. The wind tells you where to go. So
I was saying that shit remind me of DNA when the wolf uses sense of smell. And
There is a game that actually does that, though.
I got arguing with somebody about DNA. We end up reconciling on the exact same point. Mm-hmm. They just felt that Darling in France was worse than DNA, and I had bad to do for.
I mean, everybody tries to write off Darling in the Franks like it didn't exist.
It's wild as fuck, but it's better than being there.
Everybody tries to forget about it.
Darling in the Franks was
fun. Yeah, everybody tries to act like it didn't exist.
But it was straight. I like Darling in the
Franks. Yeah.
My darling.
You can write haikus on this game, man.
Smoke bomb.